Good evening. Welcome to the Mesa City Council study session for Monday, August 25th. I'm Vice Mayor Glover, and I'll be conducting this meeting this evening. We'd like to excuse Mayor Finter and Councilmember Richens, who's out absent, who is sick. The first item on the agenda is to review the agenda for the August 25th regular council meeting. So items 2 through 3B. Items 4A through 4B. Items 4C through 4E. Items 4F through 4G. Items 4H through 5A. Items 5B through 7A.
Is this a part in honor of Councilmember
Richens? We should just say, hold on there, Turbo.
Well, if you'd like me to.
Slow down, Turbo, was he? Hi, Dave.
Items 7B through 7E.
Vice Mayor.
Yes.
If I may, on item 7C.
Mr. Wesley, the floor is yours.
Item 7C, which is a zoning case out at Ray and 185th or Saranac. We had a citizen come to the meeting last week and ask questions about the extension of that street, and just wanted to update you that we've gone back to verify that we are requiring a 30-foot right-of-way dedication at adjacent to the hotel with water and sewer and full street paving to the south end of that property. So that'll set up then actually being able to extend a full city-dedicated street to the south with the same requirements as it goes south. And so I believe that meets the needs of that individual and will provide again that street network that's needed for those properties.
Thank you for the update, Mr. Wesley. Items 8A through 9C. Items 9D through 10B. Items 10C through 11B. Then item 11C. All right. The next item on the City Council agenda is the acknowledgement and receipt of minutes of various boards and committee. Can I get a motion? A motion by Councilmember Summers and a second by Councilmember Luna. All in favor, vote aye.
Aye.
The vote is unanimous. The next item is the approval of minutes from an executive session held on August 14th. Can I get a motion? Can I get a second?
Second.
All in favor, vote aye.
Aye.
And is unanimous. Hear reports on meetings and or conferences attended. Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. I want to report on a successful surfing championships competition between the police department and fire department. I want to thank all the members of Mesa Fire, Mesa Police, who participated Friday night at the Rhodes Aquatic Complex. We had several hundred people attend. It was a very fun event, raising funds for the Brandon Mendoza Foundation and the Mesa Public Safety Foundation. We want to thank our celebrity judges, Ms. Kent, Mr. Pombier, Mr. Butler. We did a fine job, and we'd like to offer our congratulations to the winning team from the fire department. The police department has promised me that they are already in training for the next competition, but it was a very fun event that raised funds for a worthy cause. We'd like to particularly thank the our Parks and Rec staff and the staff at the pool for helping accommodate the event. We had great community sponsors, Raising Cane's provided the food, Crescent Crown. I helped get the water and the soda, and Mr. Summers provided the snow cones through the West Mesa Rotary Club. So thank you.
Councilmember Summers.
Thank you, Mayor. First of all, on that last point, it's a little unfair competition. First of all, the fire department has a water safety technical rescue team and flotation devices, and the police department's out there surfing with bulletproof vests. I don't think that was really fair competition. We might want to take that into consideration and grade on a curve. That said, on a more serious note, I'm going to leave. Well, we had a very successful Arizona League of Cities and Town event here in the Valley. It was in downtown Phoenix. For my part, I hosted two events for Public Safety Technology and FirstNet. One was at the event itself. We had Palast in from Motorola from Chicago. We had some folks from FirstNet flying from Washington, D.C. So we had, and then, of course, Michael Britt from Arizona FirstNet. We had an excellent panel put together, presented to local elected officials, a lot of interest in questions related to rural areas. And then we, that afternoon, met up with public safety officers from across the state who came to the Phoenix Fire Administration. I want to extend my appreciation to Phoenix Fire for allowing us the use of their facility that afternoon. So it was a very good event. And I will let you, as Mayor Pro Tem, talk about our great host from downtown for the event.
Well, we were very grateful for that. Eagle Brewery.
Desert Eagle. Yeah.
Desert Eagle Brewery, thank you. They passed out free samples of beer at the Mesa booth, and Tempe actually passed out carrots, and then my colleague, Councilmember Summers, said, guess which one Mesa's doing, and most people probably guessed the carrots. But
that's right. That's right. And they were wrong. And they people were wrong. And then people kept coming to sample. I didn't see any carrots. Kept coming to sample, and then they passed out. It was kind of funny. Also, a point of personal privilege, we moved my son out of my house. He is attending Arizona State University, but this is his third year. He is now in an apartment on his own. And we moved my daughter, out to NAU, looking at Carrie Kent, who is an NAU alum. She is now, David is also an NAU alum, so she is she is up at NAU, and the house has gotten much quieter because we are empty nesters, as I say, empty nesters with training wheels, because I do understand that they come back. I tried. My wife wants to change the locks, but I think a better judgment is we better let them back in the house a few times. My apologies also to the Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce. Apparently they left their booth unattended, and someone from the city, who shall remain nameless, kidnapped Louie from NAU, and Louie accompanied that individual around and had a blast, but was returned safely thereafter. And I guess there's some Twitter photos of Louie getting around Phoenix. So,
thank you, Councilmember Summers. Councilmember Luna.
Yeah, I saw a few pictures of the lumberjack. So, yeah, I also attended the Arizona League of Cities Conference. It was a great conference. Got to meet a lot of colleagues from different municipalities around the state, and it was a very worthwhile event, and I was very proud to carry the Mesa flag to represent our city, and it was a great event, and we had a wonderful time. So thank you.
You didn't realize a short straw thing was
No. All right. The next on the agenda is scheduling of meetings and general information. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. Just a reminder, this Thursday, we'll be having the City Center Final Concepts design presentations will be presented to the council. So we'll be moving this, moving our study session to the Mesa Convention Center at the Palo Verde Room, starting at 7:30 a.m., the different firms will have their presentations set up in different rooms, and we'll move to them, so it'll help make it move along pretty quickly. So we'll convene over there, and then we'll go and the council will have an opportunity to receive a presentation from each of the design teams. So that's this Thursday. And then later that evening, the same design firms will be presenting their, making their presentations to the public at the Piper Theater at 6:30 p.m. So the council in the morning and the public has an opportunity in the evening. And then finally, another couple of reminders. We won't have council meeting. The 28th is a study session, and then we won't have another council meeting until September 8th. I think the September 4th date, there's many that are out. And so this Thursday, the next council meeting will be September 8th, and then there will be a September 11th study session. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Brady. I'll now entertain a motion to adjourn the study session.
So moved.
Can I get a second? All right. Motion by Councilmember Luna, second by Councilwoman Benelli. All in favor, vote aye.
Aye.
And so adjourned. We'll see you upstairs.